This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 7th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. No end in sight. Hopes for a peaceful conclusion to the war with Iran continues to be clouded by Iranian strikes on vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. The British military says three tankers were struck by projectiles today in the strait. It's the latest attacks targeting vessels moving through the waterway that is central to negotiations seeking a permanent end to the war between the U.S. and Iran. The new assaults were the most in a single day since late April, according to the United Nations International Maritime Organization figures. The fresh attacks threaten to choke off the flow of traffic in the strait, just as countries hope to restore normal shipping practices and ease the global economic strain of the war. One tanker was hit and caught fire. The other two sustained some damage, but continued on their way. Oil futures were sharply higher. WTI prices up 5.3% at $72.20. Brent crude up 5.6% at $75.99. The drop in crude oil prices should lower average U.S. retail gasoline prices to $3.80 a gallon in the third quarter from $4.20 in the second quarter, according to the Energy Information Administration. But in the near term, we expect crude oil-driven decrease in gasoline prices will partially offset by rising wholesale and retail margins as low gasoline inventories keep gasoline crack spreads elevated, that according to EIA. As inventories rebuild, the summer driving season ends, refiner margins will narrow, pushing gas down to $3.40 a gallon in the fourth quarter, according to the forecast. The agency expects gas consumption in the second half of the year to remain below the five-year average as a result of higher prices and economic conditions. Now, for next year, the EIA is projecting gasoline prices at $3.09 a gallon. Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, who has been hospitalized since mid-June, spoke to Senate Republican leaders both yesterday and today amid growing speculation about whether he will return to the Senate before the end of the year. A spokesperson for Majority Leader John Thune said he and McConnell had a lengthy, substantial conversation. The news undercuts rumors that McConnell's health condition may be substantially worse than his staff has acknowledged. Kate Norris, a spokeswoman for Senator Republican Whip Senator John Barrasso, said he and McConnell had a lengthy conversation. Overall farmer sentiment in June fell to the lowest point since President Trump took office. That, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, farmer sentiment, the index of current conditions, dropped by 5 points in June to 113, reaching the lowest level since December of 2024, when the index of future expectations fell to 118 points. Only 12% of farmers polled in the survey indicated their farmer operations were better off in June than 1 year ago. Crop producers, most pessimistic, just 25%, expecting good times ahead, while livestock producers were at 68%. Finally, two global news agencies report China has purchased more soybeans from the U.S. Citing people familiar with the matter, Bloomberg reported that state-owned COFCO booked 6 cargoes of soybeans for loading between September and October. COFCO didn't immediately respond to Bloomberg requests for comment. Citing traders with knowledge of the deals, Reuters also reported that same 300,000 metric tons was bought by China's COFCO. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. American sugar beet and sugarcane farmers and workers help keep grocery store shelves stocked with sugar, an American-made, all-natural ingredient. But a flood of over-quota subsidized sugar imports is putting family farmers, legacies, American manufacturing jobs, and our national food security at risk. Visit SugarAlliance.org to learn why we must not offshore American sugar production. Well, that's all for today's Drought Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Alley.